लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. We are at the 1st of March, so that means we need another recap of the vertical month, February, the Valentine's month. And hopefully, as Arlene wished in the last recap, we had a bit of cozy verticals, we had a good, great verticals, but I'm sure we also had, as usual, some crap verticals. And I have the ladies back. And we will talk about it. And I'm saying hello to Shika from Vertical View Weekly. Hello to Caitlin from Verticate. Hello to Brittany from Drama Inc. Diaries. Hello to Aline from I Love Verticals. And welcome back, Megan from Real Real Drama. Oh, right. Megan makes kind of advertising for the episode.
It's going out of focus. Yeah. It's my morning.
Ladies, my how morning. Are you doing? Hope you're doing great. We have Megan back for this recap, and I'm very happy about that because we talk about the vertical stuff in the apps a bit later. I just want to ask Megan for the first question. Megan, you hosted, I saw, the first Vertical Shorts Festival screening this month. I was a bit jealous, but I watched it in the YouTube live streaming. What was the reason you started this? What's the intention to doing screenings like that? I mean, screening on a big vertical screen is not so usual. So what was the idea behind it? How did you start it?
So I got hooked up with Euros last September when I went to LA for the first time. And actually, it was kind of a funny story because he, you know, that was at the same time, the LA Vertical Market, Kate was there, and the Verticon. And then smashed in the middle was this teeny little film festival, Vertical Film Festival, the Vertical Shorts Fest. And I was like, well, of course I'll buy a ticket for there too, because I mean, let's triple it up. This will be so fun. And it was kind of like a Friday night or I can't remember even what night it was, but I ended up going and not knowing like how tiny it was. I mean, seriously, I think there was like 36 people there, 40 people in this teeny little theater. And Euros is in charge. Euros is amazing. He's been like a bodyguard in like four or five verticals. And he's a bouncer, actually. But he's also a director. He's done a lot of like short films and stuff. So anyway, so it kind of through a few circumstances, that night, they asked me to come up on stage quick and be a moderator. So I don't know if you guys have seen the pictures. I don't know if I've posted them a lot, but like they pulled me up on stage and they were like, hey, instead of us doing speeches, because this little crowd is so tiny and that's going to be weird if we stand up and do speeches, why don't we have you come up and just ask questions? So I ended up totally like being like, what? Okay. And I'm good at stuff like that, but I don't, I'm not like an improv person. Anyway, it ended up being fine. I felt like I embarrassed myself thoroughly, but everyone loved it. It was very fun. It was very funny. It was very light. It made the room feel really joyful and fun. So then Euros approached me about being the moderator for his, next festival. Yes, I'll do it, but not knowing that he wanted to do these every other month screenings. And once he mentioned those, and his whole point for those screenings wasn't to just watch a vertical. It was actually to get the community together to have these checkpoints throughout the year where the community could gather, industry actors, network, gather, have fun, everyone together. That was kind of his overall goal of these, these screenings every other month. So yes, we watched a vertical on a vertical screen, which was awesome. And it was really fun to hear. I think I was sitting near or close to Eric and Mariah, and it was fun to like hear their commentary while they were watching. Anyway, and that was really cool. But honestly, the night was like electric and so fun. And I'm just so glad that Euros like roped me in, because that's just something that I love, event planning and like going too far in excess and like all of that. So it was fun to kind of like be part of that. But there'll be another, we might have two in April actually, because people have already approached us to do premieres for them. So
Good.
that is very exciting for Euros. That's what he wanted. So to be able to help him like kind of support his dream of making this like a big kind of staple event has felt so satisfying for me. So yes, it was fun, busy, crazy. We're coming at it again in April.
Was
So
it kind of a big watch party or what?
yeah, yes, that's kind of what it was. It was kind of fun. I don't know if you like if you saw it, it looked like someone had come and was like, this is like a drive-in theater. That's like what it felt like. You know, it was like a
Drive-in.
screening. So it was like a screening, but it was like we were all like, and it was kind of cold that night for LA, cold. So all of us who all of us here, well, Sheikah maybe not. Everyone else is gets the cold, right? It was like 56, you guys, or like 50 or something. And everyone else was like, I can't come tonight. It's too cold. And we're like, oh my goodness. I was laughing so hard, but then I know I love that you all get it.
Brittany and Gabri,
I'm
so
like, dude,
56,
you guys need to
really?
come up here where it's like minus
I
40.
know, exactly. I know that is exactly.
So in my intro, I was like, I promise none of you will die if your feet are a little cold. You know, but we like brought in all these space heaters and like we had to like pay extra. We like rented like these blankets so everyone could like wrap in blankets. But honestly, it like made
My
it feel.
word.
I love it.
And Caitlin had so much snow in New York, yeah?
Oh my
Oh
God.
my
I
gosh.
was laughing so hard the whole time. I was trying really hard to be like. So anyway, in my little, I did kind of like an intro to the screening and introduced Love and Blood and what it was. And I was like, I promise no one will die tonight. Like, I promise you. Like,
Yeah, but that's great that they try or that they want to do it every month. I think that's
every
really
other month
good.
is kind of our goal. We don't want to like dilute ourselves, you know?
Yeah, that's
But
great.
after that first event, we had so many people like, I want a ticket next time. So we actually closed ticket sales, so they won't be public, which I think some fans might be disappointed about that. But we
Yeah.
also want it to feel really safe for the actors, so we don't just want like,
Makes sense.
yeah, anyone just showing up. Yeah.
Yep, that makes sense. So, Aline, first question to you. You said last month you were so badly hoping for cozy verticals. What's your conclusion about February? Did you feel cozy?
There's so many things to say. First, I haven't watched that much, I have to say. Like, I finished completely only 10 verticals this month. So that's really not that much. Yeah,
Suddenly feel better about my number.
No,
But I think, to be honest, no one of us has watched so many. Maybe we have in total watched the number like Dahlia did last month.
we don't have Dahlia to compensate like all the numbers that we have. But the
Yeah.
main issue, like this month, I had several reasons. Like, first of all, a lot of my subscription like stopped, and I won't review all of them. Like, I will decide which one I want to keep and which one I don't want to renew. So that's what one of the thing. Like, my drama box one ended, and I watched quite a lot, but at the same time, I watched just because I had a subscription, not because it was like super good ones. It's just like I have the sub, I will use it, and even if it's an average one, it's fine. But at the moment, I'm like, do I want to pay again for this one? I'm not sure, so this is one less. So, and again, like for me, you know that it has been hard, like watching Vertical. I read a lot that month because, well, again, Lisa is not here, but she knows because we talked about it. But I'm reading like the whole book from the Game Changer stuff from Heated Rivalry. So it takes me a lot of time to read. And I was like, I'm so in the story that at the end, it's hard to focus on verticals. But I had some good ones. Like I start and stopped around six, I think, that I stopped after just few episodes. One that was like from the name, I thought it would be like a Valentine one, like a Be Mine, My Hobo Valentine. At the end, it was pretty shitty from the
It was a
beginning, so I
drama
was
wave,
like,
right?
yeah
Was it
yeah
coming?
and I was like, the poster looked like could be like a rom-com Valentine whatever stuff. I think I stopped after two episodes and I was like, okay, it started already violent for no reason, shitty stuff. I was like, okay, no way. Like, it's supposed to be Valentine's Day. Like, no way. And I would say there were some that were pretty average. Not bad, but not that good. Lately, I find like many releases are not so bad, but not so good either. So that's probably the reason why I haven't watched that much. I started quite a lot that I'm like, okay, maybe later, maybe later, maybe later. And I never go back to it. So, like, really very good. I had two that are for me very good this month. One that was interesting, for many reasons. So it's still promising, but yeah, not the
So
best months I had so
it was
far.
an average month.
Yeah, average low actually, but yeah.
Average low. So, should we start with the crap of the month or with some nice stuff of the
We should finish
Let's
with the
just
nice
get
one.
rid
So,
of all of it. We should finish with the
yeah.
nice ones. Okay, so that the
Yeah.
best comes at the end or what?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to say I was expecting more lovely stories, especially because of Valentine's Day. I was a bit disappointed. And as you said, it was also, I started a few, stopped and thought, no, not in the mood for that shit again. So I stopped it. And I saw that on DramaBox, a lot of shows were called new, but it was bought from other platforms. So it was not really new stuff they dropped. And I don't know why, but it's the second month in a row I avoided Real Short because I was asked to watch there a few shows and I don't have a membership there. And I checked just the trailers and thought, no, not worthy a membership. No, I won't do that. So for me, mostly in this month, to be honest, I was watching on My Drama and on Candy Jar. Candy Jar was for me really big this month again. And the big platforms, I watched a few because I have actually a membership on DramaBox, but it was so, yeah, okay, I have too much time over here. Yeah, I can. So it was, as you said, a lower average month for me. So yeah, hopefully March will get better. Shika, how was your month?
I ended up watching around 37 this month,
37,
and I
okay.
did, yeah, I didn't finish like three or four of them, and I was disappointed. Like, not even half of them were great.
Yeah.
So, like Aileen said, less than average. So it was all in all, I like it happened last month as well. One was good and 10 were bad. Same this month as well. One,
Yeah.
you'll see one that is mind blowing. You think that, okay, this is where we are going. And again, you'll watch 10 ones that are regressive, the same old violence, same old toxicity, no change, nothing. Even the same stories, you can evolve the same stories, end it differently, shoot it differently, write it a bit differently, but nothing. So disappointed.
Caitlin, your February?
So I unfortunately had a lot of things happen in my life, so I stepped back in a big way. So I usually watch just as much as Dahlia, maybe a little less. So like What she watched last month?
63
60,
or stuff like that.
63. Yeah, so just to kind of compare things. So she watched 63 last month and I hit 56 last month. And so but this month was way down. So this month I only got like 21 or 22. And that was all pretty much all done within the last week or so. I agree with what's been said so far. There was a lot more meh ones this time around. For me, I actually have two crap verticals.
You
I
didn't
was actually
finish?
really
Are you back
I
to
no,
didn't
I am still the queen of finishing.
finish?
My record still stands at just that one is the
Okay.
one I never finished, but I did finish these. And it was more, like I said before, it's more out of respect to the actors and the other creatives because they did put hard work into this. And there is always a chance that something can get better because I have seen verticals where they start out like crap and then they end like great. And it's like, why didn't you start out great, you know? But for
Well,
me, I agree that Real Short really dropped the ball this time around. My two biggest p disappointments was Kissed by Claw and Fang. That was painfully.
was
I
it on Real
actually, Dolly and
Short?
I were texting on Real
Yeah,
Short.
that's a
Yeah.
real short one.
Yep. And I texted Dahlia. I said, this story has more holes than Swiss cheese. And I said, it's cheesy, but the story itself is not even halfway solid. It ends on a cliffhanger. The chemistry is really awkward and weird. It was like, wow, this is painful. The other one that was quite painful that is also on Real Short, and I hate saying this, is Jesse's new one, Billionaire and the Baby Trap. And I know everybody loves Jesse, but that chemistry was off. The story was solid, but the chemistry was just off. And I have to look up her name because I didn't write it down yet, but the female lead, I actually hated the female lead as a character, not the actress, but the character, because she wasn't sweet, but she wasn't powerful either. She had a villainy quality about her. She really wasn't the good girl that I feel like the story needed. I felt like it was Jesse and a whole bunch of villains, you know, the mother-in-law, the father-in-law, and then the female lead. And it's like, what the heck's going on here, you know? So that one actually really disappointed me because it seems lately we get very few Jesse ones now. And it seems like, you know, especially the last half of 2025 and going into 2026 now, he's kind of taken a step back on some of the roles that he does, you know, and has done more supporting roles or lead roles that maybe aren't as familiar of a role that a lot of people are used to seeing Jesse in. So it's kind of a new feel to what Jesse's doing. And I respect, you know, that I'm sure he's trying to, you know, switch it up a little bit, but this one did not hit the mark for me.
Okay, just to get Shika, what was your crap of the month then?
I wouldn't say it was crap, but I disliked it. But and it was Your Love Arrived After Goodbye on NetShot with Tiffany and Travis. I think I have had too much of Tiffany in these roles. I just can't take it anymore. You know that she's the tragedy queen, and now it's got getting old. We just need to see her do something better. But what amazed me was the second half. Because of the second half, it is not crap, but I still disliked it. Travis played this manic character of a psycho lover. He went crazy in regret. He did not have any remorse. He just wanted to get her back. And he did an amazing job in that role. It reminded me of the old days. I don't know the movies I used to see when I was a kid of these psycho lovers who used to write the names in blood and all. It was that sort of manic character. So I really liked the character and what happened in the second half, but I disliked the vertical as such. And the second lead, I don't know the name. I disliked him also. He doesn't know how to act and maybe take someone better.
Okay. Aline, just your crap of the month.
I wouldn't say crap, but
Or disappointment
disappointment.
of the month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disappointment was a backstage romance with the pop star on Real Short with
It was
Luke.
weak. Yeah.
Honestly, like, I was super excited about this one for several reasons. First of all, musical stuff, I love it. Luke, as a singer, amazing. But to me, this was absolutely not what I expected. I understand that Luke wanted to use his songs, and that's nice, but the song doesn't fit the character in the story. Like, he's supposed to be a super huge rock star, whatever. His music are not rock music. So it kind of doesn't fit the atmosphere. I'm like, it's fine if you want to use your music, just use a character that fits your type of music. The only song that worked was Missing You, because of the way they put it in the show, it makes sense. But all the other ones, it's just, you cannot call a rocker singing that. It just fell off. The chemistry was also a bit weird with Madeline. I love Madeline, but this duo didn't work that much for me. And they used, of course, a lot of familiar tropes, whatever. Like, the storyline itself, it's not like a super original one. They just, like, you choose another old one that worked and just put his songs on it, and that's it. And I felt like he deserves better. The songs deserve better. Like, he's a real artist. Like, he's doing amazing stuff. His music is amazing. But it's just, it doesn't fit the story. It's really feel like, they said, like, they worked for a long time on it, but it feels like just, oh, okay, we take this, we put that, boom, up in 2 weeks, yeah. It's done. No, this is not right. So I wouldn't say that it's crap, because there's still good material in it. Yeah. But considering everything, like, yeah, the way they try to tease it, the way they try to market it, it didn't work for me.
Yeah, I love Luke as well, but let's face it, that was not a musical. I know they were promoting it as the first musical vertical. That's not what people who know Broadway know that that was not a musical. That was a vertical that had music in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was, in my opinion, it was pretty much similar to, you know, Keys to the Heart with Jay, or, you know, the one that Nicole Maddox did, the 99 Heartbreaks. Like, it was very similar. It basically was Real Sports version of that. If you want to do a musical, you have to use, like Aline said, the music as part of the story, like a character, mm-hmm. or, you know, actual dialogue, not just hear some random music thrown in. You know, so I agree with her.
We are still waiting for the first real musical.
Yeah. And I mean, are we surprised though? I mean, like, were you guys, I mean, and I'm not trying, I'm going to just play devil's advocate for 1 second. Like, are you surprised that it was crap? I mean, like, I wasn't even going to watch it, because I just know, anything that comes out of Real Short is, they hype it. They've got these great stacked cast, mm-hmm. and they claim something. Anything that they hype really big with a big name like Luke or Jesse, or, you know, or like, what was the last one? Like that one that they did with Mark Herman and like all the
American
and
Sniper,
Mark Vega, and you know,
Sniper one.
The sniper one.
It's
one.
Like,
yeah,
I don't even go there, because I know. Like, yeah. I know. Like, I don't even bother.
But I'm a believer. I wanted to believe it could be good.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to burst your bubble, Aileen. I really don't. But
Aileen,
like,
is still the hoper.
Like, yeah, yes. You're still the dreamer. I love it, Aileen. 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 How do I say your name in French? Aileen.
Aline.
Aline.
Aline. Not Aileen.
No.
Like, swallow. Aileen. Aileen. But anyway. It is. It's one of those situations, especially with Real Short. I don't trust them. I haven't for like 6 months now. I like rarely open Real Short. Like,
so normally I agree with you. But the thing is, you know, Luke owns these songs. He had his hand in it. And I guess I was more hopeful that he would have a more prominent place at the table in regards to how this was going to be used. And I thought that would mean that it would be done correctly, especially since Luke has been on Broadway. He's done Broadway shows before.
Yeah.
So it just made me believe that, okay, He knows what musicals are. He's going to make sure this is at least a solid. It may not be the best because I mean, first time anybody does anything, it's not going to be perfect. So, you know, I just was thinking, okay, it'll be solid. It'll have flaws, but it'll be solid. But again, like Aline said, I was disappointed because it was not a musical. It was a vertical that had music in it.
And
How
it's
does
not, again, like the music are not used properly in it. Like it's
Right.
just good songs with a vertical normal, like traditional vertical, and they put it together, but it doesn't really, the music doesn't add anything special to the vertical where it should, especially when it's
Yeah.
original songs. But in this way, it didn't, so.
Well, and
Yeah.
Aileen, like, you know, like you're the one. Like, it's your the stuff you've written. You know, some of the stuff that you've written on what's the platform you list things on? I'm sorry, I'm le what's the
The
platform?
songs or the
No, your scripts that you've written, your short stories that you've
the
written.
stories on Wattpad.
Wattpad, you guys go watch and listen to Aileen's. You get it. Like you get music mixing with your stories. Like
Yeah,
you've
but
done mwah, chef's kiss on like, can we please turn your stories on
or
Wattpad,
I'm
your one that
actually.
you wrote one kind of based on the same theme, and it's so
Yeah.
good.
And the
It's
thing
so
is,
good, you guys.
the main difference is like I wrote the song while I was writing the story. So of course the song matched the story because like honestly if you don't know the story you can listen to the song because it kind of worked, but you will hear the lyrics really fit exactly the story. So it's just because it was made at the same time. For them it's different because Luke already had songs. So they had to use what he already has. And honestly it could have worked because
It
like
could
the
have.
song he has have very specific theme and stuff. It could totally work if you do it properly. But it means
Look at
that you need
Mamma
an
Mia.
original story. Yeah, and it's just you
You
need
know,
an
it's not that
original
hard.
story. The problem is here it's not an original story. It's a typical vertical that
No.
we've seen many times and they add the music. If you write a story around the song, even if you already have the song, it's fine. Or like maybe this time they wrote the song while they were doing the vertical. Like the song is for the vertical. So it's only one song, but at least maybe this time fit the story also because it was made for it. So it's just it can work if you do it
Yeah,
properly. In
in the
this case,
right
I just
way. Yeah.
think again real short takes like the shortcut. You have
Yeah.
song, you have a vertical, you have actors, you put them together. That's it. I know that I should not be surprised by real short anymore, and I almost watch nothing in there anymore except very small stuff. But yeah, I was like Caitlin, I really hope that it could be good. I wanted it to be good, and of course, I'm disappointed in the end.
I just want to add my disappointment of the month. Then we go to Brittany and Megan. For me, it's late, too late to beg for forgiveness. It was on Drama Box because I was so disappointed. Or when I started watching, it was kind of another XXL storyline, you know, with two different lead actors. And I was so, really, aren't we done with this shit? I turned it on and it was so totally different. The two female leads didn't even look alike, you know what I mean? And it was so no, simply no. I turned it off and was so can we leave this XXL get thin because my ex-husband's cheating on me with the thinner girl stuff. I hated it. I really simply hated it because of this trope shit storyline. Sorry for saying that, but I was hoping that we are done with this shit, but it seemed no, we are not done with this shit. So,
There's been a couple that have had the plus size that lead with that. And as a plus size woman, I'm like, oh, maybe they'll change it this time. No, it never
for
happens.
me, with the plus size, I only liked one of these plus size stories, and that was the plus size plus love story with Michael
Yes.
Allen in it, because
Yeah.
it was from the
Yes.
beginning till the end, the same actress, and the ma
Yes.
male lead backed her up in the whole storyline that she's beauty and the way she is. And that
Yeah.
storyline I really liked. But the other XXL, where they were always using two female actresses, she wants to get super thin to impress all the others. No fucking way. I don't like the
No,
storyline. No.
no. And I mean, and as someone who is heavier, like There is sometimes using motivation, like there's nothing wrong using a little bit of motivation to step into who you are again, you know, and like there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But could her glow up just go from like, you know, I was kind of a stay-at-home wife to now I'm a glamorous woman, but I'm still heavy? Like, why can't that be her glow up? Like,
Yeah, it
why
should
does
be
it have to
more
be like,
like
I
I
lost
was
weight?
underconfident. Now I'm confident in my own self.
That they are,
I
yeah,
just
and
glow
no
up.
fucking magic. Like, why you like you lose your weight
2 weeks,
overnight?
2 months.
Come
Oh,
on.
yeah. And then I
So
would
annoying.
have loved, as I said, this plus size plus love. I really loved because she was kind of insecure in how she's looking, and he was always backing her up. You are so beautiful
Love
in the way you
that.
are, and stuff like that. That was the only plus size story I liked.
What is the
And
name of that one? What is the name of that one, Michaela?
plus size plus love is it's with Michael Allen and
Oh yeah, I love him. I love him.
what was her name? Oh, I don't know.
I'm gonna have to watch that one.
I don't know if I can find it again because I did a review on it also. I
Yeah.
don't.
But that was a really cute story. Really
Yeah.
one. That was a good one. So,
It's
Brittany.
on Drama Box.
I had some
Drama
drama box.
Box? Okay.
Brittany, welcome back. What
Thanks.
disappointed you this month?
Actually, most of the verticals that I started to watch disappointed me.
Oh.
I just couldn't get into them this month. Like, I don't know whether it's because it was report card season and my brain just wasn't in them this month or what. But anytime I tried to start one, I was like, I've seen this trope before. I'm done. Can't even get past episode 5. Or the
Huh.
chemistry was so bad that I'm like, I can't, it's not even believable. It's not believable that you guys should be together. So February turned into more of my comfort rewatch
That's
month.
always
Yeah.
good
I
to
just
have
went
some
back to my
comfort
old
movie.
favorites.
So, if I
Yeah.
will ask you of the crab of the month, you would tell me 10 names or what?
You know what? I probably have like, I probably would agree with Aline and Caitlin right now is like the Luke's pop star one and the Claw and Fang one were my two biggest disappointments because I was really looking forward to Luke's because I was like, oh my goodness, it's Luke. He sings. This is going to be epic. And then it was the same storyline with sprinklings of his songs thrown in. And then Claw and Fang, I was like, it just felt awkward. The concept of the idea felt awkward to me, so I couldn't get into
Okay. Megan, yours.
it. Okay, so maybe not so much like a disappointment, but kind of like a pattern that I've been seeing in Candy Jar. So I really actually enjoyed Stepford Vampires. Like I liked it. Like I thought it was really good and I really wanted to watch because I really like Jake Lively. Like I think he's coming out a little bit. And I'm so glad they put him as a vampire. It seemed to kind of fit like his look, his persona, just everything about him. And I absolutely love, and now her name just left me. The girl who played the redhead who played the villain. You guys know who I'm talking about. Oh, it's gonna drive me crazy. I gotta look it up. Anyway, so I was like so excited, but then I've noticed like it needed like 10 more episodes. Like they cut it short, they truncated it, and I think Candy Jar has been doing this lately. Candy Jar has been just trying, I've noticed they have been trying to stay under 50 episodes of vertical. And sometimes it works, but when it doesn't, it's like it's not like it's a bad vertical, but it's like they suck some of the depth out of the storyline and they just kind of gloss over some plot points that could land so much harder if they had just added some 10 more episodes. And it's actually funny, like talking about the Vertical Shorts Festival screening, I actually talked to Jake about this and he's like, yeah, we felt it too. He's like, I felt like, you know, they were trying to do this like love triangle thing and they could have built that up more. There were some parts of it that felt a little shallow, you know, because they just didn't go there. And I have a feeling if I read the book would have gone there, right? Because it's based on a book in Candy Jar, of course. And It's just kind of a disappointment with Candy Jar that they keep doing this. Like, I've noticed this over the last like 6 months with them. Like, if you look at some of the original Candy Jars, where we've got 80 episodes and it's like split into two, and you get so much depth and so much, like, all the beats land so well, especially like the romance arc beats. And anyway, I just feel like, but then you compare it to Perfect Spiral, which I really liked, and another love triangle. And that the because it was so much more tight, and the story didn't have as much depth, like you would think brothers and a vampire, and you know, anyway, so that was like my disappointment of the month. It wasn't like necessarily the vertical itself, is just the way it was executed.
But I was a bit happy about that they are lately dropped more vampires again.
Me too.
Because I was missing them, to be honest. And last
Yep.
month, a few vampire ones dropped. So hopefully. Okay, so enough of the shit. Anyone else was disappointed about anything, or can we go to the good parts? Okay. As you know, it was Valentine's month. Did you have a really lovey-dovey cozy one where you thought, oh yeah, that's good for a Valentine's mood? Aline, what was yours?
Honestly,
Yeah.
like, not specifically. Like, I had good ones that I really loved, but it's not like a rom-com that I expected for Valentine. So my top of the month is actually nothing very Valentine-ish, even
Okay.
though it's very good vertical that I loved. But this month I was expecting something like, yeah, very Valentine-ish. Like, we had a lot of real rom-com on horizontal stuff that works for Valentine's. They could have used something similar in a vertical setup, because it would work perfectly. Add your tropes if you want, it doesn't matter, it would work. But I didn't feel like we had any this month. And I know that I haven't watched that much, but I still like open the app to see like the new stuff coming up. And even from the poster, from the everything, nothing looked specifically Valentine. It was like any other month, you know, like nothing special. So to me, it was kind of a disappointment. I said it last month that I really wanted something for Valentine. This is like, I'm in the vertical
The
space for the
cozy
cute
ones.
romance.
The
And like,
cozy ones.
I didn't have any, so I rewatched basically, like Brittany, I rewatched old stuff that was really like my comfort vertical from 2024 mainly, all the cute ones. But I had good ones, but I cannot say that I don't have a Valentine one. I have a
Okay,
top one,
but
but it's not a Valentine one.
what was your vertical of the month, and what was your chemistry of the month?
My vertical of the month is just released actually in Candy Jar like 2 days ago. Life Is Not a Game with
Oh yes.
Noah and Haley. Honestly, I was so happy to see Cherub Baby cast again together, and in Candy Jar, like, which we know have a good stories. This story was super cute. This was very like young adult, secret identity-ish, but in a good way, like not in the typical vertical way. So that was very,
No
very cute.
slaps, no billionaire, nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, honestly, there's a little bit of bullying, but it's not much. Like, it's just normal high school bullying. It's not like super violent, whatever. It's like normal stuff. Honestly, it does not really affect the story. And Haley and Noah are my chemistry of the month, because I love them together. They are amazing. They were super cute. And honestly, I'm so happy to see them together again. I want more of them, either together or not together. It doesn't matter. Both are very good actors. So I really hope we're going to see them more. And I also want to point one very good one, who's Oops, I Married My Bestie's Brother on Flare Flow, with Sam and Nicole Maddox,
Nicole.
Sam Meyerson and Nicole Maddox. Like, this one was a very good surprise. It was very different, but in a good way. And Flare Flow is like usually very good one, very bad one, very good one, very like big roller coaster in terms of release. But this one is probably the best I've ever seen on their platform. And I was surprised in a good way. And yeah, I also wanted to mention this one because it's very good.
Great. Shika, what was your vertical and chemistry of the month?
Vertical of the month has to be hands down Marriage Deal on Drama Pops with Sam Myerson and Aislinn Evans. So I have very high hopes from Drama Pops always, and this one delivered just the right amount of drama, and it was very vertical, but it was not also. I mean, you could see that they have elevated the quality so much that you almost think that it is just a movie in vertical format. They handled essay very well, and both the actors, Sam and Aislinn, are my actors of the month as well. Sam Myerson, I think he has that quality. He is so effortless that you feel that it is very easy, but no, it's not. The transformation that he had from the jerk Adrian to the mature Adrian was very good, and that arc, you were constantly rooting for him. You knew that he's a jerk because he has this fear of disappointing his father and daddy issues. And Aislinn also, you could see that she is not a typical vertical actress, a vertical heroine, what we call it, very timid, tender. No, she was strong. She knew what she wanted, how she'll get it. But there's a switch that flips when she meets a perpetrator, and that narcissist made her believe that it's her fault. And that two different reactions from her, from strength to weakness, was shown very well. She's amazing in that. And the entire story, I think I've watched it twice or thrice already, and I've recommended it to anybody who wants to start watching verticals.
Okay.
And
Yeah,
as for
I want.
chemistry of the month, I would say it should be Eloise and Alyssa. It was a queer story on Drama Shots. My sexy mentor seduced me. We don't see many girl love stories. I've seen many boy love stories, and this was made very well. I really like their chemistry, so yeah.
I
Okay.
just want to add one thing for Marriage Deal. Shika mentioned quickly, but the way they use like the sexual assault in it is well done, considering that usually like the female lead like is assaulted, and after one episode we don't hear about it anymore. In this case, like it built part of her character, and like there's real trauma behind it. So it proved that, okay, you can live through the trauma and then have a life again, but it's not just for shock value or whatever. It's really used in a proper way because this is what a victim could feel like. And this was a very good stuff from a drama pop. Well, we know that they tried to do better, and in this case, it really worked. I was a little bit afraid that it would be another like shock value tropey whatever stuff, but the way they did it was very good, and it proved that when it's done well, we have no problem with it. Like we voice a lot about sexual assault on vertical, like violence and everything. And we say that we are against it. It's not exactly that we are against it. We are against it the way it's done right now. When it's done properly, when you use it with a real build up, when you have consequences of your action, or when like when it's done right, there's no problem with it, and we will watch it. But what we don't want is just use it like, oh yeah, before paywall, we will put all the checkbox of all the violent stuff just so you keep watching. No, this is not what we want. We want it to be done properly.
And I'd
Caitlin.
like to
Oh,
also
sorry.
add on that we have seen contract marriage tropes all through from the beginning. But that is what I said in the initial when we started this podcast, that you can use the same trope and elevate the story. You can add so much more to it. Why can't you just follow this?
So I haven't seen it. I have to watch it.
Mm.
Caitlin, what lightened you up this month?
So I agree with what Megan said earlier that it was too short, but I did love the Stepford Vampires. That being said, I think my opinion of them might have been a little bolstered because I had gone from Claws and Fangs right to Stepford Vampires. So I went from really crap to For pretty good. It was so to me the difference was like night and day. So I think the day was probably a little exaggerated because I had gone through night the crappy stuff right
Nightmares.
before. Right before it. But I did like it. I think though, the one that's gonna win it out for me this year, this month, it is kind of a rom-com. It was not a Valentine's Day rom-com, sadly for Aline, but Can't Get Enough of You on Drama Box with Shay Denine,
That's also mine.
and Aaron. Yes, it
Aaron.
was hands down
He's
my
so
top
cute.
one. I'm still currently working on a review. Unfortunately, I had a lot of stuff come up this week, but and I just wanted to say this. I made a story post a couple like 2 days ago when I watched this because I watched it the day it came out. I don't understand why it is so hard to put credits at the end of a vertical. It's driving me nuts. This was a and Drama Box is 50-50. Sometimes they will, sometimes they won't. I will say this, as much as we hate, as much as we crap on Reel Shorts, they at least put credits at the end of all of theirs, okay?
True.
Some of these other apps, like, they'll like, oh, we feel like it today, but we don't feel like it tomorrow, sort of thing. So I was so upset because, like, besides Shay and Aaron, and I did know Jesse, I was like, who are these other people? So I was like, well, what do I do? And I'm sorry, I don't feel like I should have to bother the actors and actresses to find out who their castmates were, or the directors if I happen to follow them on Instagram. I shouldn't have to ask them what the whole entire cast was just so I can write a review to help them to help the platform promote their vertical. But I did, and I tried to reach out to the platform. I got no answer from the platform. So I did bite the bullet and messaged, and God bless Erin. She messaged me back with the whole cast list and their Instagrams and everything. She's so sweet. I love her. This is the second time she's done that for me for one of her verticals. So Erin, if you're listening, thank you, thank you, thank you. But it is a super sweet, funny rom-com. I don't think I've laughed as much in a vert for a ver watching a vertical as I did this one. The chemistry, they're also my chemistry pair. They're both incredible actors. Shay's, if you watch Shay's stuff from early on, like his one that's on every platform, the abstinent CEO and the sweetheart or whatever. If you watch that one and then watch this one, the amount of growth that he's had is astounding. And there is the chemistry in that old one compared to this one. The chemistry in this one's just wonderful. The child, or not the child, the grandmother was absolutely hilarious. She is, if I could do an actress of the month who isn't lead actress, so like we usually do like our supporting roles, she's it. Her she on Instagram, she's goes by SJ Mendelson. Check out her Instagram page because you'll laugh. She's apparently a comedian first and she's getting into acting, or
Okay.
has been into acting, but oh my God, she's hysterical. And she brings that humor to the role, and the comedic timing. And I don't know if it's if it, I think it's a blend of the part, the way it's written, but also the timing that she has and what she brings to the role. I can't say enough about her as the grandmother. It was a fantastic vertical. Like I said, I think it just came out 4 days ago, I think now, and I've watched it like at least 3 or 4 times already because it's that fun. It gives you a feel good. Yeah, there's still some bullying and stuff like that. There's actually three villains in this, or anti-heroes or protagonists, which I thought was a little excessive. I thought they easily could have could just kept it to the one.
Yeah,
But
but
none of them.
I think it doesn't destroy the story.
No. And because I think they're not downright like tropey vertical horrible like we're used to. They do a little bit and then they're gone. They the next person does a little bit and then they're gone, So I don't think any one of them were enough to overwhelm like would they and destroy the story like a typical vertical villain. But you know, like I said, the chemistry was wonderful. The grandmother brought that comedic balance to it. Even Shay and Aaron, the relationship they have, had comedic moments along with the tension. So that's going to be by far my vertical of the month. So, and I can't get enough of you on Drama Box.
Yeah, it was also my vertical of the month, and I want to add Shay's also my actor of the month because it was the first role I saw of him where he nailed it really properly. The other roles I saw of him was so, yeah, okay, yeah, good actor, but it never blew me away. And this role I really, really liked. And this whole vertical, it was so nice to watch in the storyline. No raping, no super tropey stuff. A typical vertical story, yes, but I really like that one. And I just want to add my chemistry of the month. I know it came out last month, but in January, but I watched it now for the first time. It was High Stakes Heartthrob with Nick Ritacco and Emma Reinagle. I really like their chemistry in this vertical because they fit so well, and I also like the storyline. It was so nice, new, fresh storyline, and it was like a love and hate and love and hate. They were always kind of playing with each other, and I really, really loved this chemistry. For me, that was so
Michaela,
good.
that was I watched that at the end of 2026. I was or 2025 because that's when it just came out. Because I'll watch anything. You guys know how much I love Nick. I also love Emma. She is my vertical girlfriend. I'm calling her. I'm calling her. I get her.
The
Can
BFF, the
I do that? I
vertical
told her. I've
BF.
already told her. I'm like, Emma, you are like my. But that vertical, it's like it was like right slipped in right at the end of 2025. It shot right to the top of like all my lists. It was so good, so well done. So yes, I'm glad you brought that one up. Because I didn't get to talk about that one because I wasn't here last month. Yeah, but anyway, no,
What was
that was.
yours?
I'm gonna go with Sheikah, Marriage Deal, hands down. Hands down, Marriage Deal. There's a lot of good ones this month. I thought there was a lot of good ones, but I also love The Gamut, except for The Revenge. I never watch the Revenge ones. I never go there, but I loved Marriage Deal. I felt like how they handled trauma was amazing. I felt like we had two characters that were broken that worked together. That their arc went from contract, like very real contract. It wasn't one liking the other and the other, you know, like there wasn't this weird dynamic in that way. The reluctant fall in love from Aslan's part was like so beautiful. And how she left her, she like told her father off in the end. She kind of reclaimed her glory. Her whole point going into that marriage was, I'm gonna free myself from everyone that I know, from everything, from this life, from everything, this contract marriage, this whole experience. No one's taking me seriously. No one values me for what I can provide. My father doesn't. I've been abused, you know, I'm now in stuck. She used like talk about female autonomy. She stepped into that situation, her character did, and flipped the script on every female lead you have ever seen. And I was shouting, cheering, so happy about how empowered they made her in her circumstances. And that's all I asked for from verticals. I'm like, is it that hard to do that? And then of course, I mean, I think Sam Meyerson, in my personal opinion, is the best actor in this space. And this role, it was it, it he it he it showed. I mean, like, and he, they're my chemistry of the month too because of I just like it was so good. It went. It's like seriously, I wouldn't be surprised if well, Love and Oblivion might. That one's hard to beat too. But anyway, I loved it. I loved that they were both broken. I loved that they were both using each other, you know, and then it turned into something really, really beautiful. Would I have loved to see a little bit more kind of retribution for the man who abused her and caused the trauma in the end? Yes. I feel like they could have maybe kind of drug that out, but at least they got the police involved. At least the police showed up. Like we always love a good policeman who shows up and takes that man away, and hopefully he gets his just, you know, what is coming to him. But They didn't also tie it in a bow perfectly at the end. It's not like the baby that she was pregnant with was magically Adrian's baby. You know, they do this in verticals all the time. It's like she's like, "Wait, really? You're the father." No, he's going to raise her baby like it's her own. You know, like they didn't tie it. Her trauma wasn't perfectly resolved. Her at nothing was, and I was so ecstatic about that for this vertical. So
That's
when it comes
real.
to, it was real. When it comes to pushing the envelope on where vertical should go, I feel like it set a really, really firm line in the sand about like, this is what we want. We want to see this. Yes, it started contract, but this is, I want more of this. And so I will sing that one's praises to the end of my days while this pause burns until we get another one. But that
Brittany,
one,
what
and
was
then,
yours?
oh yeah, go ahead.
What one was that one called again, Megan?
Marriage Deal on Drama
Marriage Deal.
Pops. And Drama Pops is now has been, it was my favorite app in 2025, but it just continues to prove itself
Yeah,
over and over.
same,
So
same.
much so that I
To
am
be honest,
like,
have there ever been a vertical on Drama Pops which were disappointing?
no.
I had one that was not
There's
that
a
good this
couple.
month, but it's not like a full disappointment. Okay.
No, there's a couple that aren't as good, you know, because
Yeah.
that's always how it is, right? That's always how it's going to be.
Yeah.
There's never,
But
there
really
can't all be
crap.
winners.
But
But
yeah,
I
they
wouldn't
don't
say
have like
any
full
of them,
crap.
yeah,
No.
nothing was
No.
scrap from them.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah. So.
even the Shorts app, even Shorts,
Yes,
they dip. It's a
yeah.
great ver it's a great app. I really enjoy them, but their tones dip. They, you know, anyway, but Drama Pops, even anyway, it's it I want to, I'm going to fly to Turkey and like get on their set and like be part of
When you are in
something.
Turkey, you come over here to Germany because it's only
Well,
2 hours away, huh?
actually, I have to go. We're going to France, I hope, over
That's
spring
also to
break.
only 2 hours
I
away.
know everything's only 2 hours away.
It's
I know.
so close and
I
so
know.
easy to get to
Yeah,
Bukhara from there. It's like let's just take 4 weeks because
Europe
everything's
is
2 hours
cozy,
away.
you know?
I know it's cozy. Like, I mean,
Yeah.
I lived in Boston. I lived in Boston for 3 years. It's very similar. It's very similar. You know, like any, you know, you go to Vermont, you go all these places, New York, everything is just right there. It was wonderful. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I didn't mean to, but yes, Drama Pops is, I keep continuing to just
Yeah,
try to
yes.
promote them as much as I can.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they are really
Same.
great.
And they're
So,
working with AMO. I mean, they're doing great things. So love
yeah.
them.
Brittany, what was your vertical of the month and the chemistry of the month?
Well, considering I didn't watch that many new ones this month, I will s agree with Caitlin that Aaron and Shay's new one was really well done. I was very impressed with Shay. Like, his acting has definitely skyrocketed since Abstinence CEO, and it was very nice to him and Aaron together were just gold.
You know what's funny?
I watched a few of their TikTok videos while they were filming that one, and they just looked like they were having so much fun, and the
Yeah.
kids were having fun, and like it just looked like it was a fun set to be a part of. And I'm like, I'm excited for this one because it just looks like it was a blast to film.
It's interesting too when you think about the fact that you have this one. And then they had Mr. Ice Cold last month that they did together on the same platform. And the difference between those two verticals, same leads, same app, completely different stories, completely different quality. It's just this one really blew it out of the water. It's stunning how much writing can make a difference on whether a vertical will fly or flop. And a lot of that's the crappy thing is a lot of these apps seem to think that if they just get really good leads, their vertical is going to be a hit. And this is the perfect example on why no, it's not just your cast. I mean, yes, cast helps, but it's not just cast. You have to have a good story and execute it well. And this is the perfect example. You have Can't Get Enough of You, which is great. And then you have Mr. Ice Cold that they did last month. That's not so great, you know? So this is a perfect example of that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but we said
Brittany.
it many time also, like shitty cast with good story like not shitty cast, but new cast that no one knows with a great story will work better than a shitty story with an amazing cast. Because of course we will watch for the actor, but it's not because we watched it that we loved it. So at the end of the day, maybe you will have like a lot of views because it's a huge cast, but the feedbacks from the audience will be shit because your story is shit. And a cast cannot save a story if the story is bad. They will do their best. They will act well in it. But if the story is shit, it's still shit, no matter the cast.
It is.
Exactly.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And I've noticed the more stacked the cast is, the less likely the story is to be good.
That's what I've noticed too.
Everybody's going to hate me for this. I'm sure I'm going to lose tons of followers for this, but I'm sorry. The shooter one that Real Short did. I'm sorry. Lots of cast, but crap.
You're not
going
to lose followers for that.
Oh, no. No, you're not. This next statement's why I'm going to lose followers. I did not like Campus Rivals. I'm sorry. Just because you throw a whole lot of cast in there does not mean that it's going to make a blowout story. I mean, it was a solid one, but it wasn't, I wouldn't call it spectacular. Like, it will never be on my favorite list. I'm sorry, you can't just throw a bunch of famous, you know, famous faces in there and call it a hit.
The only reason I liked Campus Rivals is because every character was twisted and a little broken and had way more to them that you can't see, you know? Like Eric Guillemette's character, he totally gaslighted her into liking him. If you watch his character, everything he said, he's supposed to be the romantic one, the big one. Everything he said, you don't love him. It's like he Jedi mind tricked her at every turn. So anyway, that's why I love Campus Rivals. I felt like it was smart. You know, it was a little more smart. Like it treated us like we're a little bit more of an intelligence audience than.
Yeah, it was not just the cast. The cast, of course, added something, but the story was also more original. But like, if we take Real Short love to put a lot of great actors together and like, yeah, but we don't care. We have the cast. Yeah, but you still have the shitty story. So stop with the shit.
So when we talk about the cast, let's go to the main point. Who was your actor, actress, and sock role of the month?
I think I already said Sam Myerson and Aislinn Evans. For the side roles, I think I'll pick Sam Morgan and Summer Moran. I mean, the entire cast of Oops, I Married My Bestie's Brother was really good. The supporting cast really brought it together. So as for Sam and Aislinn, I think I've spoken enough.
They were amazing. They were amazing. I think my side character favorite was Brooke in the Coal Brothers. You know, the Coal Brothers, I can't remember the full name.
Torn Between the Coal Brothers.
Torn Between the Coal Brothers, yes, on the Shorts app. Brooke Moltram was hilarious. She is that character was like the funniest. Like, it's what I want a villain to play like. I want them to be campy. I want them to lean into how ridiculous their lines sound. And Brooke had told me, she said, I had to push a little bit even more, you know, to get it to where it was. And they let her do it, thankfully, on that, the director and app let her lean in even more because it was, she did such a fantastic job on that one. So, I did really like that vertical too. I thought it was really well done because, of course, we love Ryan and Grant is amazing. But I really felt with Brooke. But when it comes to chemistry, like I love Jared Straub. I really, really like Jared Straub. I know some people don't love all the roles that he's played, but I think he's a great actor. And The Perfect Spiral really kind of showed off his range because he kind of went in as someone who was trying to shield himself from how he was really feeling. And then over time, it revealed itself to being something really deep and that he actually really did love her. And I think I just really like Jared Straub. He's the age of like my middle son or something. And I'm just like, yay, my boy. You know, like I just feel this little like cheer for him, you know, like I really like him. So, anyway.
An actress of the month of yours?
Oh, gosh, Coco. In The Other Side of Control, we didn't really talk about that one. That was an amazing vertical. It didn't get a lot of attention. It should have gotten more of attention.
Which platform is it?
I think it was on Drama Pops.
I think they released it on Drama Pops. I think it's an English vertical. Very good. The Other Side of Control, very, very good vertical.
Okay.
Very good. Like it's my number two of the month. Coco was amazing. I love her. She's beautiful. She's just such a great actress. And of course, Anselin's like one of my favorites too. And so is Emma. I love them all. It's hard to choose.
Aline, yours?
I'm gonna go with Aisling Evans for Marriage Deal as an actress. I was not a huge fan of hers before because her previous roles were not like I think she just didn't get the right roles until now, probably because like in this one I was really, really amazed and she did just perfect. So yeah, praise to her. And actors, I put Sam Meyerson for Marriage Deal and the one he did with Nicole Maddox because both of them are amazing and they're both on my top three. So obviously Sam has to be the guy of the month. And as a side role, I will put GCN on Underwater Lover. The vertical itself is pretty average, not that good, I would say. But GC, like every time she plays the villain, I hate her. I hate her character, so it proves that she's really good doing this. So I just want to point out, like, yeah, she's really like she's always so annoying, but in the best way. Like, I mean, she's just doing her job well. So even though the vertical was not that good, she was great in it. So GC for this one.
Caitlin, yours? Actor, actress, and
Okay.
side role.
I think I'm just gonna have to stick with my favorite. I mean, there were other ones that I really liked. I did like the cast in Stepford Vampires, you know, some of the other casts that everybody else has been mentioning, I agree with. But there was just something about the chemistry that Shay and Aaron had in Can't Get Enough of You that it was just a perfect blend of something real. You know, and something believable, but yet something fun. You know, I really love that vertical. The supporting role, I can't say enough. I
The
think SJ
grandma.
Mendelsohn. I'm sorry. There's no for supporting role this month. There's no better choice than SJ Mendelsohn because she just not only nailed the role but had the comedic timing down just to a science. It was fantastic. So I think she blew that category out of the water personally. So
I
yeah,
go
I
with
agree.
you with Shane, also as actor, as I said. My actress of the month is, to be honest, Emma Reinagle, because I saw a few verticals with her as we spoke before this high stakes heartthrob. I also saw her on my drama in Romancing the Star. Then she had a role in the Candy Jar one, A Life Is Not a Game. Then I really, really liked her performance, and I'm really looking forward because I'm recording with her on Tuesday and talk with her about also the upcoming pirate stuff she did.
Yes. Yay. Yeah, I love
So,
Emma, you guys. I
so she was so flexible
love
in the type of role she was
you, Emma. She's
playing,
so good.
and every vertical I saw with her this month, I was really surprised and impressed by her acting. So she's my actress of the month, and the side role of the month I wanna give to Michael Vaccaro because he played the father in Dear Husband. I upgraded to a CEO on Shorts. It was was with Mark Vega also, and he played a really, kind of really touchy father to the both male leads. And I never saw him in a kind of role like this, everywhere wearing a suit. And so, no, I hate you. You don't deserve to be in our family. And I really loved this type of character he played. And it was a new character I saw him in. And I really liked him in this role. So he's my side role of the month, Michael Vaccaro. Brittany.
Well, I'm gonna have to agree with Caitlin. Like again, like Shay and Aaron with for the
Can't get
male and
enough of you.
female leads. And yeah, the grandmother in that one was just hilarious. I was like almost rolling on the floor sometimes with her comedic timing. It was like that was just you can tell she's got comedy background because
Yeah.
she just nailed the delivery of the lines very smoothly and on point.
I think she must live in comedy because, like I said, when I checked out her Instagram, like the
Can you say
videos
her
that she
Instagram
posts,
again, please, that we can give her credits?
I believe she does go by SJ Mendelsohn.
SJ Mendelsohn. Okay.
Yep. She's absolutely hilarious. Like when she does her daily pop-ons or every other day pop-ons, she sings in like a funny opera voice. Good morning, girls and or guys and I don't know. It's just it is so funny, and she's hilarious in everything she does. The way she talks about some of the actors, like she did a couple videos about her time with Shay and how she's like, his grandmother now, and that's her grandson. And oh my God, she's just hilarious. So if you don't follow her already, I highly recommend the follow because she's just wonderful.
Was there anything else which blew your way this month?
Can we just talk quick about, has anyone watched The Golden Pear Affair? I
No.
just wanted to make mention of it because
Not yet.
it's $10 to buy the whole series.
It's on our own platform, or is it on a
It's on its own
website?
platform. Yep, it's on its own platform, Pixie Reels. It's just on a website. They're starting, but it is the reason I kind of want to give a shout out on it. It's the first full like branded vertical that actually was done really well. And I think when people hear branded vertical, they get a little scared because we've had some bad experiences with Real Short and the Shein verticals and
Oh
the little
yes.
robot vacuum vertical. You know what I mean? Like
This one was fun, at least.
yes. This one was cute. This one was campy. I need to write my full review, but I just have to say how much I loved that I loved that it's about native products, which if anyone uses native products, I actually really really like their shampoo and conditioner. I use a lot of high-end shampoo and conditioners. They're the only like cheaper one, like less expensive, that I feel like does the same for my hair. Like it's amazing. So
Native is amazing.
native is
I
amazing.
use
They're
native too. It's phenomenal stuff. I love it.
phenomenal stuff. But what Native did was, which I thought was so smart, is they're non-toxic, right? They're all about this vertical was non-toxic. It leaned campy. I felt like I was watching a Hardy Boys, Nancy Drew novel, if you guys know those.
Oh,
Maybe
that
I'm older.
right up my alley.
Yes, I felt like I was watching that play out on screen. You just have to watch it. I think you'll
Okay.
really, really enjoy the just how it I can't even explain. I'll write my review soon. I'll post my review, but I just want everyone to watch it because we need branded content in the vertical space. It's going to bring us to a new level. It's going to get our actors, especially if it gets our actors paid better and gets them residuals and gets the storylines better, because brands will not put themselves behind these toxic storylines. Like, and that's what Native did. It was not toxic at all. And actually, Nick proposed at the end. I'll give a little hint. He proposed after like they'd known each other a week, and she said, "No, I've only known you a week." The epilogue is him proposing after a year. Like, thank you. Like,
Not
and so
proposing
it just,
after 2 days, and she was so, yeah,
yes,
absolutely, thousand times,
absolutely, I
yes.
love you. And so I really, really, really loved the Golden Pear Affair. And it's not just because I actually bought the products because I love pears and pear smelling things, and the products are great too. But there was no, anyway, you'll have to watch it. You'll
Yeah,
just have to watch
okay.
it. It was
So
really cute.
if we are looking forward now to March, what are we expecting? I know the Pirates one, we have to wait minimum till the end of April so that we can get the Pirate ones finally. But in March, have you seen some great BTS or coming soon stuff where you were excited about when this comes out in March?
I just hope that it's gonna be less average than what we had this month,
To be
to be
honest, I want
honest.
to mention Richard Chara, good shot with Sofia De Lucchi, will come, I
Yes.
think today or tomorrow or this week.
Yes.
The
Richard
first
Chara.
non-exclusive for Richard Chara and good shot.
So
And The BTF stuff they posted looked so good. Looked so good. I'm very
curious. Richard
Chara
just is amazing at his BTS.
And he's now nailing one role after another, non-exclusive.
He was so, you can see, it was just like boom, 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 boom,
boom.
Yeah,
now he's actually filming for Drama Box. He did two for Good Short. I'm really hoping that the good content drops this month with Richard Chara. And that you're not affected too much.
I do have to say that I am seeing, even though they might feel a little more average, like I watched, what's the one, the besties boy with Hannah and Felix. I fell in love with my bestie son. Oops, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It was an old vertical. It reminded me of like a 2024 vertical. The reason I fell in love with verticals, I just posted my review. I hope we see more of that. I hope we see, if we're not, at least we're not telling prestige drama here, but at least we're stripping the verticals of the toxicity that has like kind of infiltrated the space in such like a real way. And that one was the same storyline. There was no plot. I think in my review, I was like, where was the plot? I don't even know. Who cares? It was why I love and fell in love with verticals in the first place, you know? And Felix kind of leaned into this, like, I'm in love with an older woman. And it was like a 2024 vertical. It was wonderful. I hope we see more of that.
I think I had two of these age gap romances in the same week of my recommendation list. One was this In Love With My Bestie Son, and the other one was Pursued By My Daughter's Classmate with Luca and Quincy. Both of these verticals were really good. They gave 2024 vibes, and they were just feel good verticals. You can just do those without the nonsense that we have been seeing of late.
Exactly.
Has any one of you seen already the Wild Scene one? The new one with Alexandria Watts, who dropped.
I need to watch that.
I'm watching it tonight.
I think Dahlia.
Wild Scenes with Alexandria Watts. It's on My Drama, and the Ukrainian actor.
Maxim.
I'm sorry, but I still am very much against. If I already paid for a subscription, I should not have to pay again for this quote unquote early access crap.
Completely now watch it.
Yeah, you can watch it now entirely. I don't do the early access thing too, like on Dreamy and My Drama. No, I refuse.
No, it dropped
access.
Yesterday in the whole stuff.
I worked all day yesterday, so I didn't watch a single article
yesterday. It dropped in not early access anymore, so you can watch
I'm excited.
It.
I'm
I
excited.
Think the
for that
one with Eric Tess and Jeff also released today on Good Shot, directed by Danny Favreau.
Yeah, so I want to watch that one too.
There's a lot on my watch list for today.
So I see if we have new stuff to watch, and I'm sure we will have new stuff to discuss in 4 weeks again.
Yep.
Do you expect something special for the upcoming weeks? Did you hear any kind of shooting rumors for new crazy storylines?
Maybe. I want Hazel's account back. My vertical project.
Yes, please. Yes.
Which one?
My
Hazel project.
Yeah, her Instagram was my vertical project. I agree.
So
in
this month's award pollings that I did on my stories, many people had no idea which verticals am I even talking about. Mm-hmm. So she was not there to tell the apps will not promote. It's not the duty of the actors to go and promote until and unless the apps put it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. The apps only advertise probably maybe, especially the bigger ones, maybe an eighth of what is on their app, which is such a disappointment. Yeah.
Sure. So ladies, I wish you a great vertical March. We are already in the third month of the year. Holy moly. Time flies by. And let's say at the end, we have a lot to talk also in April, because Aline joins the Vertical Drama Fan Awards, and we are crossing our fingers that she will nail it there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Woo! Just search for... Yeah.
Google!
Aline!
I'll be hoping a lot of BTS pictures taken. Just kidding.
Yes.
You are our reporter.
And I will be in LA with Aileen. She's going to be staying in my apartment with Sarah from Escapism Verticals, you guys.
Ooh, yes. Oh, that's going to be
so
amazing.
Much fun.
With one bathroom. We're going to make it work. It's going to be okay. And they're going to have to sleep like on the couch and on the floor.
That's how memories get made.
It's going to be like huge pajama parties and everything. It's going to be
I was just going to say that sounds very similar to a high school sleepover. It's going to be great.
That's what we're doing. We're leaning in. We're going to lean in. Matching jammies, Aileen. Matching jammies.
Yeah, we can talk about that in the next recap for the preparing. Hopefully, Aileen knows till then what she will wearing on the ceremony.
If you need help, Aileen, let me know. I have lots.
I will, because like I cannot go with my typical hoodies and my jeans. So even my hair, I will have to do something with it. So I will need help.
Girl,
Megan, we trust you.
And you know what? You know what, Aileen? You know what we're gonna do? So the Vertical Shorts Fest, the screening, I actually had hair and makeup. I hired someone to do my hair and makeup because when you are going to be on screen the whole night and you know, it's like it's got to be done right. And I'm not that good at like getting it to stay all. I mean, I'm talking like 9 hours of having a camera in your face and, you know, and so and that's why she did my hair the way it was, because I didn't want to have to fuss with it. Anyway, so maybe we can talk about that.
I can take care of it. That's great.
Yeah. I just had to do like blush touch-ups throughout the night and lipstick. That's what I kept. Because if you're going to be, you don't want to get flushed out. You know, there's things that go into that. You guys, I'm a star. I'm teasing. I'm totally joking.
So we have to make Aileen's merchandise then.
We will.
We will. So, ladies, I wish you a great month of March. I thank you very much for joining me for this monthly recap. As always, it was really a pleasure having you. And wherever you are on this world global, I wish you a great Sunday and talk to you soon. And thank you, ladies. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Yay.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.